The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
And he had to say this about the Warriors situation.
Last year, I didn't have that love for real. And just being around, you know, like, when we make a decision to be one of the finest teams that I can, like, feel appreciated, you know, and loved. And coming here, you know, and just Steph and Steve reaching out to me in free agency and just communicating. And just being here, you know, just Steve and Steph and Draymond and everybody around, GP, everybody, all of them just putting their arms around me and trying to help me get back to my old self. And just, you know, this team is just unselfishly, you know, they're so unselfish, you know. They make the right play. They play the way I want to play. And on and off the court is a great group of guys to be around. And I was like, you know, I haven't won yet in this league, so just being around these guys, you know, you want to learn how to win, you want to see how they do things, you know. Just being here, I'm just being a sponge and just like keep my eyes open. So everything they do, I'm like, yes sir, because these men, they won four championships, so I'm just learning their championship ways and their championship habits. And every day, you know, it's not gonna be pretty, but the main objective is to win games and have fun, and have fun doing it.
And Buddy Hill had Chase Center buzzing last night. Oh, it was rocking in that third quarter. And then in the fourth quarter down in crunch time, where Buddy is just, look, is he the best defender? No. But he's competitive as hell. He's going to fight through screens. He's going to fight to defend somebody. And to hear him say, I lost my love for basketball. And now he's rediscovered his love for basketball playing next to Steph, Dre, Steve Kerr, the Golden State Warriors at Chase Center with the banners and everything. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Buddy Hill, what a pickup he's been for the Warriors, man. And he's a barometer. In the losses, he's averaging 9 and shooting only in the mid-30s. In the wins, he's giving you 19 and shooting close to 50.
It's it's interesting that you hear a professional athlete admit that. I think a lot of guys at the professional level, for a variety of reasons, lose a little bit of the fire, the love, whatever you want to call it, right? Their passion, their optimism. I think Klay Thompson went through something comparable at times. It can happen to a youth player, you know, where you play for the wrong coach, the wrong setting, and you don't fall in love with the game. It can happen in high school or whatever. I think that's like the worst. When I watch someone who loves sports and they kind of lose whatever it is, the fire, the passion, the whatever, that's like the worst. It's the worst feeling for somebody, because you play the game because you love it. Like, at its core, some people play the game because they're gifted. I'm not denying that, but the majority, I believe, play not only because they're gifted, but because they love it. And that's very relatable for him to admit that out loud. It is. And like, when he's playing well, there is a joy he plays the game with. And I feel like the other players on the team feed off his energy. He hit that three late, and the crowd was going nuts.
Crowd went crazy yesterday. Chase was locked and loaded on a Sunday night. Chase Center was rocking on a Sunday night. They wanted that win. The Warriors wanted that win. And this is what Curry had to say about closing a game.
I think we adjusted well from last game to have a little bit more clarity on what we were trying to do. Obviously, shots have to go in. Buddy was huge for us tonight. JK in the second half was huge for us. But just having organization on how we're trying to create shots, who has the ball in our hands, like you said, where everybody is spaced to make the puzzle pieces fit. It's one game, and we have to adjust to how Houston's going to guard us, and it could look a little different.
Buddy Hill with 8 points in that fourth quarter. Steph didn't make a field goal, Shasky, in the fourth quarter. He's 0-for-3, but he hit the two free throws late in the game there. And they outscored Minnesota in the fourth quarter 21-16. They held the T-Wolves to 16 fourth-quarter points. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and AC1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. I mean, it was impressive as hell the way they defended and got after him. I mean, didn't we all get the same feeling when it was 102-91?
Oh.
They were up 11, feel like they're about to run away. Next thing you look up, and Minnesota goes on a 15-3 run. It takes a one-point lead. You're thinking, oh, really?
No, I'm thinking they're going to blow this. That's what I was thinking. I was thinking they're going to blow this opportunity. I mean, you guys could see my emotions like the Mavericks waves, if you will, the way I was going up and down throughout the end of that game in the fourth quarter. I didn't get a peep from Lubman, but and neither you, Bonte. But I assume that you're in the tunnel.
Well, no, I wasn't in the tunnel. I was getting ready for post-game show. You know, I'm writing notes and watching the game. See, basketball, what I've learned, it's better just watch it because it's so fast-paced. Up and down, up and down. You get 24 seconds within a possession, right, with the shot clock.
Well, yeah.
So it's just tough to, every basket, look down at my phone, type something out, and then next thing you know, they're back on offense. So I just leave it alone. I try to pick my spots, but I see them. I see them, but I'm also prepping for a show, post-game show.
What are we going to do?
No, trust me, I'll give you credit if I steal. But I'm going to steal. I'm too arrogant to steal. Not in sports.
I'm just too like arrogant to steal?
Yeah, no, seriously. Like, somebody asked me, was like, man, do you steal content?
I'm going to be humble with this one.
Somebody asked me like about stealing content. I said, son, I'm too damn arrogant to steal content because I feel like I put in the work myself to do the research myself to have the data available and the information to inform people on it. That's who I am. You know what I'm saying? I do my own work. Now, there's things I pick up, and I give people credit for it. And I learn new things, and I give people credit for it.
I'm like, so you're not doing the Jay-Z, I made it a hotline, you made it a hot bar?
No, I'm not doing that at all. Probably want to leave Jay-Z out of this. I don't know why you want to bring him up right now, Seth.
Good point.
Stop!
Kind of read the room here.
Stop!
Point.
All right. Look,
good thing I never loved him.
Good thing. Well, it's an allegation. It's an allegation.
Stop!
I was very happy yesterday.
60 seconds of Celebrita. Well, Celebrity. Celebrita.
We'll get to that.
Celebrity.
Do you?
Stop, Spadoni. Come on, man.
Had to throw Jay-Z under the bus. Dave Parker getting in and Dick Allen getting into the Hall of Fame. Very deserved. Dave Parker, one of the original feared sluggers when I was a kid. You know what I mean? When I was a kid. And I think about him in the World Series against Scott Gerelts when he's an old man and he's in Oakland A and he's doing the little like twinkle toes coming in and out of the batter's box. And
Scott who?
Scott Gerelts. You don't remember Scott Gerelts?
Oh, no, I do.
Why? Oh, okay. Anyway, the sledgehammer in the on-deck circle. I don't know. Dave Parker, like, to me, is like old-school 1980s collecting cards baseball, and I'm really happy for him. And obviously, Dick Allen had an incredible career, and everything that happened with him with the racism and everything, he's one of the feared hitters of the 60s and 70s. It's just, I'm really glad that they have this veterans committee for people like Dave Parker to get in. I hope he can live long enough to be able to enjoy it. Yeah. I really do, because I know he's been going through it a lot.
He's not in great shape right now, so hopefully. By the way, Roger Craig didn't get into the Hall of Fame again. He got snubbed again in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's a joke. Lutman, are you ready for your moment? Are you ready?
It's time for 60 Seconds of Celebrini.
Celebrini exchanges. Shoot, score!
Where we recap all the great things Sharks phenom Macklin Celebrini did last night.
Wouldn't you know it, the number one overall draft pick, Macklin Celebrini.
Your 60 Seconds of Celebrini starts now.
Yeah, this might be another one that doesn't need the full 60 seconds because for the second game in a row, pretty quiet night for Macklin Celebrini. Sharks not having a good time in Florida. After getting blitzed by the Lightning 8-1 on Thursday, they fall 3-1 to the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. Game is basically over 23 seconds in. Matthew Tkachuk gets the goal right away. Macklin Celebrini, the second game in a row that he has held pointless. That was coming after a five-game point streak for the young rookie. A great day for Mackenzie Blackwood between the pipes yesterday. 49 saves did he face against the Panthers. 49 saves against the Panthers. Unfortunately, three of them got through, but yeah, rough trip to South Florida for the Sharks this weekend.
No doubt about that. Their road trip continues. A six-game road trip. They're going to Carolina. So I wonder, you know what? Hopefully they got their asses out of Miami after Saturday and got up to the Carolinas and went to go visit whatever the hell is in Carolina.
The Hurricanes. Speaking of Hurricanes.
Yeah, speaking of Hurricanes, they're going to visit them. But, you know, I mean, get them out of Miami, for crying out loud. Or maybe
South
the Sharks.
Florida.
Maybe the Sharks just stay to South Florida. They'll fly up to Carolina today. Actually, I would actually do that. Stay in South Florida for Sunday. Live your life Sunday. Stay out all Sunday night. And then fly up to Carolina today. Get it out your system. Why not? Southeast Miami.
Yep. You don't got Hurricanes tomorrow, then the Blues on Thursday, and they're back home to take on Utah on Saturday.
Yeah, so. There you go. Yeah, nah, go out, go hang out in South Beach, Shasky. If I'm the young Sharkies.
I think
the
Sharks have enough time in South Beach, though.
No. You only go there once a season. There's no rush to get. Why? Who's rushing to get to North Carolina?
Well, there is
good point.
Raleigh, North Carolina. I know it's one of the big tech
golf. If you're a golfer,
okay.
No, there is like
great,
like great golf.
I don't know if there's a lot of golfers on the show. I assume so. So
both Carolinas.
Yeah,
great golf.
I was just there a couple months ago. It was great.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, they could play golf anywhere.
Well, no, like there are like Tobacco Road is like there are some prestigious places that you could play. So if you're into golf,
so you think they left early to go play some golf, or maybe just hang out in South Florida extra day? Raleigh,
Jeremy Roenick would have. I mean, you know, he loves golf.
Raleigh, South Beach.
These guys need to focus. South Let's get them up to Raleigh so we can focus for
no,
a little bit.
No, get the fun out. No, you lose like that, right? You get outscored 11-2 in back-to-back games. You know what? Go have some fun. Team bonding. Put it all hang out.
That first playoff or the first championship playoff run when the Warriors dragged Steph out in Memphis that night, in the middle of that playoff series to kind of get his mentals right, maybe something like that?
Yeah, Draymond Green and Steph Curry having a glass of wine, trying to get their minds right.
Toffoli takes Macklin out to kind of get him to relax a little bit.
Yeah. He can't drink.
Well, you can't drink.
We have soda.
You don't need to drink to relax.
Yeah, you don't. You don't need that. You need to drink.
Just vibes.
I don't even drink anymore. I've never been more relaxed.
King of Diamonds.
Stretch Lab does help. Stretch Lab helps a lot. Oh, man, they get deep into those hammies, man. Holy smokes.
Dog.
What do you mean? Deep into the hammies. Stretching the hammies. That's not a pause. I don't think you understand the usage of pause in this context, Shasky. All right, you know what I want to do? Leftovers. I want to do leftovers today. Because, all right, the Niners, I don't think people, honestly, I get the feeling that Niner fans just aren't impressed with the win yesterday. Like, they're just not. I just feel like Niner fans is like, yeah, we beat the Bears, whatever. Brock Purdy played well, but whatever. I think more people are impressed with the Warriors, but we had a lot of things going on over the weekend. Willie Adames, he's a Giant. 7 years,
so pumped.
$82 million now. It's not easy to get us pumped up about the Giants when you sign somebody. We're desperate for it. But we got a lot going on. College football playoff. How about those games on Saturday? All that coming up here on the Morning Rose, brought to you by our great friends at Fast Track.
Cub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to the Morning Roast with Vontae Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game. You better hit those brakes, Vontae.
I'll hit those brakes, Steve. You keep those rotations tight, Steve. And we keep rolling like we did last night, Coach Kerr. Oh, I love the way he's coaching right now. He's pushing all the right buttons. He's got to do what you got to do. 13 different starting lineups, different combinations. He's trying to find the formula. Hey, 14-9. Fifth place in the Western Conference right now, and let's just trade water in the month of December. This is a fun journey with the Warriors. It really is. Niners, we'll see what happens. 4 games left, we'll see what happens. But happy birthday, as you heard the music, to the great Kurt Angle, turned 56 years old today.
Who had the best weekend? Niners, Giants, or Warriors?
Kurt Angle.
Care to elaborate? I mean,
he's 56 years old. I mean, this guy is a D1 champion. Gold medals.
Okay, I'm glad that you know his bio. How did he have the best weekend?
Olympic Games. It's his birthday. That's why.
I think
his YouTube channel is unbelievable. YouTube is just great. I mean, come on, man. This guy's an Olympic winner. Former WWE.
He did become a great meme champion. a few months ago, too.
He did a great meme with the eyes. Like, dude, he's unbelievable.
I think the Giants had the best weekend of the big three here in the Bay Area.
No, they didn't.
I'll explain why.
No, they didn't.
Their perception is changing. Like, they actually landed a free agent. They actually gave out a contract that was the richest in history. Now, that's not a very large hurdle to clear, but they did it. They actually have accomplished cleaning up the left side of their infield in one offseason, essentially, with Matt Chapman and Adames in the fold. They are rumored to go after Corbin Burns, and I hope they land him, because I think that would be a huge net win for them, for not only their staff and having two top dogs at the top of the rotation, him and Logan Webb, but for the young players to have, you know, less on the plate of a Kyle Harrison or a Birdsong, and to learn alongside someone who has as much stuff as Corbin Burns has. I think it was a big weekend for the Giants' reception.
Rapid fire right now, 888-957-9570. What a best weekend in the Bay Area. Was it the Giants? Was it the Sharks? Was it the Warriors? Was it the Niners? 888-957-9570 is the number. Who had the best weekend in the Bay Area? Giants fans? Did you guys have the best weekend? Niner fans? What's the best weekend for the Niners? Warrior fans? You got the split against Minnesota, but you know what? The form looks better two of the last three.
I agree.
Giants fans, Sharks fans, who had the best weekend?
I love that the Giants, too, like, I know they were, like, linked to Adams, but there wasn't these, like, drag-out rumors weeks on end. It was just all of a sudden, bang, they got it done. And it was just such a change of pace. Did they go after Juan Soto? No. And you know what? I'm glad they didn't. Because I don't really think spending $750 million on him is probably their best course of action currently, where they're at right now. It gives them wiggle room to go get another starting pitcher, which is what I'd like to see them get. It gives them wiggle room to go after one of these first basemen. They still have pieces that they can trade for. I still think they're going to trade Luciano.
Yes, please do.
Some combination of Doval and some of these other pieces that they have. I'd be very surprised if Jung-Hoo Lee is on this team in 2 years. I know that they still like him, but I'm, you know, whatever. But I like where the Giants are at.
Let's see it where Jung-Hoo Lee this year. It's a big year for him.
That's
but I think the perception was changed the minute Buster Posey took the job. And you had to be a damn fool to think that, oh, man, Buster Posey is just a PR move. It's, Buster Posey wants to win. And these players that are in the league watched a lot of Buster Posey. And they know who Buster Posey is and what he brought to the table. No nonsense. I'm not going to talk trash. Just go out there and give you everything that I got. Every single day for 9 innings, 162 a season. And Buster did that. And so the perception of not having Farhan in here where he's locked into his computer and he wants a platoon left and right and all these numbers and this and that, he's gone. He's gone. So the perception changed right away. So I did find it funny, too, leading up until up until the free agency period and Willie Adames signed the 7-year, $182 million deal. It was amusing at times when I was on the internet and I dove into Giants Twitter to see how many people were ripping Buster. Ah, oh, these moves. He's just bringing back the old guard. How's this helping the team? What are they doing? Do something, Buster. He did something. And it was a major splash Saturday. And he did something to make the left side of the infield that much better. So now you got Adames and you got Chapman. Cool. I got Ramos. Cool. Bryce Eldridge, damn it, he better be starting day number one, and I know he will. All right? Patrick Bailey, just bat him eighth. I don't care. Just be good behind the plate.
But with Adames, now you can bat him in the appropriate spot in the order. So, like, I think about, like, Ramos, Adames, and Chapman in the middle of your order. Well, some combination.
I look at it like this. Because Ramos faded a little bit, and we did
talk to Chuck. But you don't have so much on him.
What I want in my middle of the lineup next season, I want Adames, Chapman, and Eldridge.
Okay.
I want Eldridge right smack dab in the middle of this lineup.
But can't you agree with me that adding one of the, again, last year defensively was a small step back for him. I thought he had a bad month. I looked into the numbers. He had 5 errors from July, middle of July through middle of August. But the 2 years preceding that, he was the number two defensive shortstop by various metrics in all of baseball. This is a guy who's going to strike out a lot, but he's going to hit for power. Premium, which is at a position that you don't get a lot of power at. And so I think this is a great addition, and now you've got combinations in the middle of that order. Okay, I want Eldridge, but to have Ramos, Chapman, and him, now you have something. You've elongated your lineup.
When we talk about strikeouts, though, he struck out 173 times last season.
He does strike out a lot.
He did steal 21 bases, but the OPS was under 800. The on-base percentage was .331. Long-term, does this contract concern you one bit whatsoever that it's a big money deal. I don't know what the details are in terms of opt-outs or whatnot, but 7 years, 182. How is this contract going to age
for
Willie Adames?
Like it's super risky. You'd be a fool to not acknowledge that, like, he's 29, 7 years from now, 35, 36. What's he look like in terms of movement? That is a fair rebuttal. My counter to that would be, the Giants' defense at shortstop, 2 seasons in a row, has done them in. I could count a half dozen to a dozen games off the top of my head where defensive shortstop has cost them, has cost starters wins, has cost them leads, has cost them situational, you know, get out of the inning and just get to the next inning. Like, they needed to shore up the defense at shortstop, so you had to overpay. You just had to.
So 888-957-9570. Do we got a little jingle here? to get the lines lit up here. 888-957-9570. Who had the best weekend amongst Bay Area sports teams? Was it the Niners? Was it the Giants? Was it the Warriors? Was it the Sharks? Warriors get a big win last night. Big win, and that's one official told me yesterday. The Warriors have been in first place in the Pacific Division all season long, right? 14-9 on the season, heading to Houston. The Niners get a much-needed win to snap their three-game losing streak. They're now 6-7. They still have a chance. They still have a chance. And that was a feel-good win, 38-13. Brock played excellent football, excellent. The Giants signed Willy Adames. And I know they're not done yet. They can't be done yet because that won't be enough to compete in this loaded division. But he did hit 32 jacks last year.
He had a career year.
112 RBIs. And it does. That's what concerns me. Contract year, he balled out. And he paid it. But, you know, he has a chance to battle. How do you do it? That's what I want to see. I'm going to do this with Willy Adames.
How do you do what?
As we take some calls here. 888-957-9570.
Well, I'll give you, since 2021 at shortstop, third most games, tied for most home runs, most RBIs, fourth most runs scored. So he is a guy that gets on base, and he's going to drive in runs. Now, Milwaukee's and all the ballparks in the Central are different than the ballparks he'll be playing in the NL West. So I'm assuming there'll be some dip in production in terms of home runs, like the raw power stuff. But he does hit a lot of doubles. And to me, that's one thing that I think Chapman quietly did this year better than people gave him credit for, is he hit a lot of gappers. He hit a lot of doubles. He had a really good year. This is a guy who's going to give you 20 home runs, 80-plus RBIs at shortstop, right?
Well, I'm looking at these numbers. Where I was going here.
What's that?
Was how do you do it against the NL West? So against the Arizona Diamondbacks last season, he played against the Diamondbacks in six games. 8 hits and 24 at-bats, 26 plate appearances.
It's about his average. Walks,
2 homers, 8 RBIs at the stolen base. Yeah. Now against the Colorado Rockies, batted 259. He's going to hit against them, no doubt. Home run, 3 RBIs. Against the Dodgers, batted 250 last year in 7 games. 29 plate appearances, 7 hits, 3 RBIs, no homers. But he had a stolen base. And then against the San Diego Padres, batted 320 in 7 games, 8 hits, 31 plate appearances, 1 home run, 3 RBIs. So just a small sample size against the NL West. Hit 4 home runs against the Braves, hit 6 against Cincinnati. You really ate against Cincinnati.
It's that small ballparks, you know, in that division.
Ballpark, yeah, no doubt.
You know, it's interesting. He was a Tampa Bay, like they traded for him from the Tigers, Tampa Bay did. They had him at shortstop, and then they had Wander Franco coming up through the system. And I know that's a name you bring up now, and it's like, ooh, yikes. But that's why he was traded. That's why he was traded, because they had Wander Franco in their system. Otherwise, they probably would have kept him. I consider the Tampa Bay Rays to be a smarter business operation. They know what they're doing. The Brewers are really smart, too. If you just look, like, the Brewers, year after year, are very, very good at retinkering and figuring things out. Why didn't the Brewers sign him? Well, they gave Yelich a big deal, and that's kind of, like, limited their spending.
And Jackson Chirino, they signed him long-term before he even played a game in the majors.
Exactly.
They locked him up, so.
They're a discerning organization. They're not going to retain certain players, and they know that. Jackson Chirino, the guy you referenced, they had this long thing on MLB Network over the weekend about how Jackson Chirino pointed at Willie as one of the guys that really helped him get acclimated to the big leagues. This is a leader. This is a guy who other players follow in the dugout and in the clubhouse, and they need that. They really don't have a voice. Like, Chapman's a kind of go-about-it-my-own-way quiet guy. Not that he's not a leader by how he acts. It's just sometimes you need, like, that effervescent, over-the-top, like, that's what this guy is at shortstop.
He'll fight. He'll fight. He'll do some
things. He's got swag.
He's got some swagger. They need massive one thing. They need much-needed swagger. So who else for the Giants here? How about this from No-No-No? From No-No-No on the Comcast Business Text Line. Our boy Draymond Green on the weekend.
Interesting.
Because he punked the French stiff Gobert with the unexpected monster dunk of his career.
It was a pretty good moment for Draymond.
The Stifle Tower? The Stifle Tower.
Absolutely incredible.
When Gobert went down on the eye poke.
How about this one? The guy who set to show up and made us, we made headlines because of his idea about Buster Posey. Ben the Wildcat. What up, Bernie?
What's up, Ben?
Comes in with a late entry. How about to go to St. Valkyries? Had a pretty good weekend. Great new positive chapter and vibes for the city. The expansion draft Friday night, which they had Baron Davis and E-40 there moderating. Joe Lake was in the building. We had him on the set. Natalie DeCasse, she's great in person, man. She's awesome.
Okay.
But they did have a great weekend. The colorways, the new secondary logos, they may have had the best weekend, and they're set up to sign some free agents and have the number 5 pick in the WNBA draft. They're all excited. So Ben Wildcat with a nice little entry there.
Possibly, in the words of Kyle Shanahan, possibly.
Great weekend. We're now moving forward with the Valkyries. And Natalie, she's juiced.
You know, it was interesting. Kyle Shanahan at the end of last week said something to the effect of, you know, only God knows if Bosa's going to play, but I think it's looking good. And then they like immediately announced him out like hours later. I don't know if Bosa plays another game this year.
I would hope so.
He's missed 3 in a row, right?
I would hope so. I mean, it's a pretty big game on Thursday.
I didn't see him on the sidelines. Did anyone see him on the sidelines?
No, I never do.
Briefly saw him on the big screen.
Was he in the suite? There.
No, he was down on the sideline very briefly, like towards the end of the game we saw him. But other than that, like I barely even noticed him.
I saw John Lynch get onto the sidelines toward the end of the game. The camera panned to him. I didn't see Bosa. That's why I was asking.
Yeah. What about Trent? Was Trent there?
I did not see Trent on the sideline.
Like, I've seen Charvarius Ward out there playing, the poor guy. I don't even know how these guys are playing.
He played well yesterday.
Given everything that's happened in their personal life. If I was Trent, and, you know, I'm not going to tell him what to do, but I'd have a hard time playing football when your family's grieving the way that they are.
It's tough.
It's really tough.
It's tough. We saw Andrew Wiggins go through some things, and he had to step away. He had to step away, but he's free and easy. By the way, Andrew Wiggins told Mark Spears yesterday that he's going to try to give it a go Wednesday in Houston, when the Warriors try to advance to the semifinals of the Emirates NBA Cup. And you can improve to 15-9 and beat Houston for the 16th straight time. How about this? Since we're just kind of talking about some leftovers, and we'll get to Telmo in just a second on who had the best weekend. Was it the Niners? Was it the Warriors? Was it the Giants? Was it the Valkyries? Was it the Sharks? Damn, I just forgot what I was going to say.
Well, let me get something real quick, because you mentioned the NBA Cup real quick, Bonte. You can think about that for a second.
No,
but
I just lost my train of thought.
We've only had it 1 year, so the wins in the NBA Cup matter, but the losses don't. Is that correct?
Kind of. The only game that doesn't count towards the standings is the championship.
Is the championship. Okay, that's what it is.
That's where
okay.
I was going.
Okay.
Because we're talking about leftovers. Belichick interviewing with the UNC job. I almost forgot about that. But I want to bring Bill Belichick interviewing for a college football job.
It's just basically to show that you're desired. It's like when you go with a girl to the bar hoping to get the attention of maybe another girl, for example. I'm using a very loose, horrible analogy.
Yeah, you are.
But he's using college to show the NFL that I'm still desired. Mm. You don't think?
Why North Carolina?
That's kind of beneath him, right? Like yeah, I almost think that's like kind of desperate.
If you're the NFL, I'm calling his bluff. Okay, fine. Go back to college.
Like you want to be in the ACC? Like in Chapel Hill? Like
what? Wouldn't be hard to win the league.
If I was the Raiders, I would throw the keys to him and I'd say, just do it.
No.
You guys need it.
I don't want a 73-year-old. Like, no. I don't want it. I'd rather have Mike Vrabel.
73?
I'd rather have Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel. I'd rather see Mike Vrabel with the Raiders. Mike Vrabel is probably my number one head coaching candidate. I love Vrabel. Love Rabel. Let's go to Telmo in the city. Telmo, what's happening, man? Who had the best weekend? Who had the best weekend in the bag?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, buddy.
All right. Well, a lot of people had a good weekend. I think the Bay Area fans had the best weekend in the Bay. But in terms of teams, it has to be the Niners, because everybody else is building for the future. They're in the beginning of the season. It's for, you know, next, for the upcoming season. The Niners were the only ones that there was the sense of immediacy, that they needed a win to even give them a shot to keep going, to have any opportunity to go to the playoffs. They turned in a good performance, which was beyond just getting a W. You actually wanted to see them do something that could hopefully build some momentum. So with that being said, and not being numerically or statistically eliminated essentially from the playoffs, the Niners had the best weekend in the Bay.
I like that answer. I like that answer a lot. It was a really big bounce back, and it showed me that these guys are obviously still fighting and balling out there, but they just look so rejuvenated against the Bears. And I know it's the Bears, and they suck. And look, I don't disagree with that sentiment, but to see Kittle do what he did the way he did it, it tells me, like, hey, Kyle, we got to figure out a way to get George Kittle involved a little more every single week.
Well, they hit rock bottom against Buffalo. That was rock bottom for this organization. to lose to Green Bay 38-10 and then follow it up by losing to Buffalo 35-10 when it wasn't even that close, they got embarrassed. You know, they got outscored 73-20 in back-to-back weeks. So you're at rock bottom. You welcome in the Bears. You got to fly all the way back from the snowy conditions in Buffalo back to the West Coast. Everything is doom and gloom. You're a couple games out of first place in the NFC West. Yeah, they was, you know, they needed to pick themselves up off the bat. They couldn't get no lower. They couldn't, really. When you think about the last 3 weeks, letting Geno walk off the field like he was Joe Namath, I still can't get over that image when he's walking through the Levi Stadium tunnel but after doing a night-night.
The reason why it's been such a snake bit year, it's like you blow that team out, and you still walk away, and Isaac Arendo's hurt, and Birch is hurt. I'm a guy, I didn't even know Birch existed, by the way. I'll freely admit, I'm not some Birch stan. I didn't even know who he was 3 weeks ago. But like, even when they play great and lights out, you know, you got multiple guys getting hurt. It's just, it's so frustrating.
Because
Garendo, like, he shows a lot of promise.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mike in Berkeley. Mike, hey, Mike, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Good.
Hey, I heard you guys talking about Belichick, and the news that my daughter goes to UNC, and the scuttlebutt out of there is that he's trying to get his son's foot in the door, even. So he's going to bring him along as a D coordinator, and then after about a year or two, he's going to step away. And the caveat is that his son takes over the head coaching job.
Yes. Probably accurate.
Where Steven is at Washington still?
Washington, yeah, defensive coordinator up there.
I mean, I don't know.
Sacrificing for his son to be in Chapel Hill.
I'd probably do it for my son at some point if I had the equity.
You know what? I'm not going to say anything.
What?
You don't think I would?
I would.
No, it has nothing to do with you. It has more to do with Belichick. I'm just going to leave it alone, though. I'm going to leave it alone. What just popped in my head? It's not good. Let's go to Big Smooth.
Okay.
Big Smooth. What up, Big Smooth?
Maybe that's why Belichick is dating a young lady to show that skill fire for the dude. But anyway, that's not what I call that's not what I call for. Hey, the Warriors, hey, Bonte, tell me you don't feel this. The Warriors figured it out last night. I think you're about to see something. They figured it out. Man, they was getting boat ran, and they just calmly kept pushing. I think Kuminga, I think the Warriors have figured out this lineup. Draymond stepping back, a.k.a. Aguadala, Iggy. Yeah. I think this is something. I think you're going to see the Warriors going to run here. I really believe that. And I believe they had the best weekend because something clicked last night. Man, they could have easily slid into the abyss last night. They kept plugging. That defense was phenomenal. I think the Warriors figured it out. They're going to go on a run. Mark my words here. All right,
Big Smooth. We'll mark the tape.
What'd you think of Rudy Gobert and the poking him in the eye like he's Moe, Curly, and Larry? I mean, that was ridiculous.
That was kind of what I was alluding to when he mentioned it. I didn't want to say it without saying it, but
what?
Belichick back to school. Maybe he's dating somebody who's like 60 years younger, right?
I guess.
48 years, I believe.
48 years of being exact.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
When I'm on a college campus, man.
Well, she signed, according to TMZ, she did sign off on the idea of like living with him when she goes back to college. So.
Wait, she's going back to college?
Well, no. If he gets the job, she's okay with it. So, just letting you guys know.
She's happy with living on a college campus.
Happy with living on a college campus.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The jokes just right to me.
They really do.
That's what I thought. I was like, wait, you sure?
You remember those old pictures like where Randy Moss in the NFL films where you invited to the Halloween party and Belichick showed up as a pirate and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
You think Belichick's going to show up to like the toga parties or like the frats and stuff?
You imagine Belichick crashing a frat party?
Animal House was a classic.
Belichick crashing a frat party just like, what's up,
with
guys?
With or without his girlfriend.
You guys needed a keg? With his straight face?
Around the keg stand.
Around the keg stand.
You ever seen there's all these videos on whether it's Instagram or Facebook where there's like a guy and he's just interviewing random girls walking on campus or whatever, and he'll ask them all kinds of random questions. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's like a lot of different people do that, but yes.
It's like a new thing to like make money and you get like wild answers.
It's where the Hawk Tua girl came from.
Exactly.
The guy was interviewing.
By the way, I heard she's getting sued. She came out with a Bitcoin or something like that and it skyrocketed it in. all of a sudden it dipped.
Shocker.
It tanked. It tanked, but they're suing her because they think she has something to do with it.
Well,
she got rich quick and short the stock. Get rid of the coin. Whatever.
She came out with a podcast. That's when I knew it was over.
Yeah. I mean, boy, you talk about overhyped.
Unless it was on Odyssey.
Plus minus.
Plus minus, I don't think it's a TK show. Yeah, TK show.
Garlic fries and baseball guys.
Garlic fries and baseball guys. Morning roast. Doing numbers.
You know.
Doing numbers.
I think we also have exclusive rights to the Stephen A. Smith show.
No, that was... That jumped a shark about 6 months ago.
Oh, I thought we did.
7 months ago.
All right. It's a wrap.
It's too
real quick,
old.
Real quick, we got a couple minutes here before we headed off to Steiny and Goo. Wonder what they're going to talk about today. Shout out to Pittsburgh High, beating Folsom, coming back from 21-0.
Huge win.
Going to the state championship. Shout out to SI for a very successful season. I watched that entire game on my laptop. Effort. Tough one down there, Central East in Fresno. Buffed the punt early, quarterback fumbled. They did rally. They were down 26-23, but Central just had a little too much there late in the game. But shout out to SI for having a hell of a season. Hell of a season. You guys should be proud out there at the Sunset. St. Ignatius with a memorable year. Maybe one of the best seasons in school history on the football field. I don't have to research that, but, you know. It feels like it.
I'll ask Mokarans next time I see him.
Yeah, there you go. Text him. I'm sure you got his number.
I do.
Yeah.
Both of the brothers.
Yeah, there you go. Tell the brother I said hi. He should cover him when he coached the girls' basketball
Mike.
Team. Now I'm hearing he's out in South City doing some things.
He's been down in South City for a while, but also athletic director at St. Cecilia's.
There you go. See, I didn't get told that. Did I get told that? No. I haven't seen Mike Mokarans in like a decade.
He's doing great.
Yeah, I bet it. So text him. Tell him I said,
I will.
Is it the most successful season in SI history? Because I know you're tapped in.
Yeah, I will. I'll ask him.
As a Reardon guy, you should be ashamed of yourself. But
my wife did go to SI, so, you know, got ties to all the
sports. She went to SI, really?
Yeah.
All 4 years?
Yeah.
Damn.
What is going on
Michelle
here?
Michelle does not seem like the SI type.
Yeah, well.
No, they have a type.
What I don't know what you're doing right now. I don't know what you're doing.
I said, just seems like Michelle, you know, she's got some gangster to
her,
man.
To the Warriors.
You know? Like, I don't see Michelle going to school in dress code, wearing the same thing every day. That's all.
I don't know, Joe.
All right, anyway.
I don't think they had necessarily a hard set dress code back then.
Just khakis and
Like, SI. You know, collared shirt.
Collared shirt, little tie every now and then. Little something.
Actually makes it very simplistic when you're getting ready for school. You don't have to worry about your outfit.
Yeah, all right. We like to show up and show out. That's where I'm from. George Kittle says there's a lot of season left.
We still have everything in front of us to play for. I know, like, certain things might need to happen, but if we win every single game, I think we're put ourselves in a very good position to either win the division or somehow sneak our way into a playoff contention. And I thought, you know, everyone just focus on this one week. Hey, everybody lock in. Forget the whole season. Like, whether you've played like crap the entire season, whether you've had missed opportunities, whether you have a bunch of touchdowns, whatever it is, flush all that and just focus on this one game. Put all your time and effort and energy into this one game, and then we'll live with those results. And I think the whole team did that the entire week. I thought we had a great week of practice. Everyone was dialed in, and then we were into this game and, you know, ran the heck out of the ball. Brock found a rhythm. Our defense was on fire. So just like playing team football. And, you know, I definitely think everybody in the building still believes, you know, our coach staff is excellent. Coach Shanahan dials up great game plans, and our execution day was, I thought, really, really well done. And so if you can just combine those two things, our offense is pretty good.
He's really grown into a leader at the podium. You know, it used to be everything was like a shtick for a long time. And I think a part of it was that's who he is, and a part of it was like he liked to play up, you know, the goofy stuff to the camera. And I think all that stuff flies when you're kicking butt and the team's winning and you're having a ton of success. But true leadership is shown through adversity. And what he has demonstrated to me this year is that there are a lot of people that are unreliable in life. George Kittle is not one of them. Mm-hmm. George Kittle is as reliable as they come. And whether it's he's always been this guy and now we're seeing more of it, or he has, you know, grown into just one of the true singular voices on this team, I love seeing the maturation of George Kittle.
I think he's been one of the leaders since 2019, honestly. And I think it's just been hard for people to get around some of the funny stuff as I spill coffee in here. All the funny stuff that he does on the side, I think that can kind of distract people from who he really is. I feel like he's been a leader for this organization since 2019. He has been excellent as a 49er. He's been one of the great ambassadors of the 49ers and in this community. So I'm proud of George Kittle. But forget all that. He He mentioned that they have a lot of season left and that they control their own. I know I spill coffee everywhere, Sasky. They have their own, they control their own destiny. They control, do you believe that? That they control their own destiny?
I saw a graphic last night on Sunday Night Football that as I was toggling between the Warrior pregame show here on 95.7 The Game and what was on NBC.
You're such a liar. You don't need to lie.
What were you talking about? I was.
But that is so Kappa.
Their playoff chances decreased with a win.
Yeah, that was actually it was a bad Sunday for the 49ers.
Yeah.
It was not good.
The Rams
won,
game.
And specifically the Seahawks.
Yeah.
And the way they won it, just because their next two games, like you can see the likelihood, hey, the Vikings and the Packers, they could lose both those games,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
But the way they won against the Cardinals, they handled them.
And Charbonnet went off.
Charbonnet went crazy. Jackson Smith and Jimbo was making plays. Gino.
Hey.
So, JSN sneakily, he's number 5 in total yards for receivers. Yeah.
He's legit.
Wow.
He is legit. We knew when Seattle drafted him that I would consider trading DK if I was him in the offseason. DK's always banged up. He doesn't run great routes.
He was getting dangled, I want to say, either during the draft or during the summer.
I think they're going to move off of D-ball, find somebody else to pair with Jackson Smith and Jigba. I wouldn't be shocked
if the Chiefs get DK. I'm telling you. My head's going to explode.
Doesn't matter. They have black magic or something. I don't know what. Yeah, they have their backup kicker doinks it in to win the game.
The luck's running out in the
postseason.
Their
backup kicker, because the other guy, Schrader, got hurt too.
That's right. Damn, double backup.
Wasn't they said on the broadcast, the Chiefs have won like 15 straight one-score games right now or something ridiculous like that? Like, yeah, that'll run out.
This is the year to get them. I hate them.
Well, we thought last year was a year to get them.
I hate
we saw how that played out.
9 straight AFC West titles.
By the way, I'm glad.
How is that even possible? Like, in the game of football, we're like, look, parity. Every year, someone can go from first to worst or worst to first. 9 straight.
Well, the Broncos have been garbage since Peyton Manning left.
Yeah.
The Chargers are the Chargers, and the Raiders are the Raiders.
How many straight AFC East championships did
11.
The Patriots?
11.
Yeah, 11. And then the Niners had a reign of dominance in the NFC West for many, many years.
Yeah, but
they had won like 11 to 12 or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know what the straight was, because I know in like 1991 they
that was
went 10 and whatever, but didn't win the division.
Yeah, they were 10-6. It was a 3-way tie, and New Orleans won the division.
Exactly. So I don't know. I want to say it was like 17 out of 18 or 16 out of 17.
Yeah, see, there you go. So we've seen this before.
But it wasn't consecutive.
But we've seen it before. 16 out of 17 is damn good.
I mean, it's like a Braves-like run.
Damn good. And then somebody asked Shanahan on the rumors about him being traded. Here's his answer.
I mean, I don't know why they come out, but like, I mean, I don't want to be any place in the world more than here. And my family feels just as strong, if not a lot stronger. So, you know, I hope he's going to have to kick me out of here. So there's no way I'm making that decision.
So he addresses that as rumors just came out of thin air about Shanahan. I want Brock Purdy as my quarterback, and I want Shanahan as my head coach going into 2025. I do. I think that gives you the best chance to win a Super Bowl next year. This year, I don't, you know, we'll see if they make the playoffs. They still are going to fight, but I don't see it happening. But, you know, weirder things that happen in the NFL. Time for Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
So I'm watching the Niners on the big screen. And then I switch over to the iPad. And I got Buffalo Bills versus the Rams. Puka Nacua is unbelievable. He is not a gimmick. He is real. He is a stud. He made catches along the sidelines. He was doing tunnel screens. He was running over dudes. He was running by guys. Puka Nacua is one of the most underrated players, because I think everyone, he's a byproduct of McVay. No, he's freaking awesome.
Greg Cohn on KTVU. Look at that. Marcel Castaneda. Damn. He took Steiny and Guru's slot. I'm kidding, Steiny. My final thought, this college football playoff. I'm so amped up for this bracket. They got it right. SMU deserved the spot. They deserved the spot. Oregon as a number one seed. Probably going to play Ohio State or Tennessee in the second round. Oh, my gosh. What a game that is. Notre Dame, Indiana. I think Notre Dame washes them. And they play probably Georgia in the second round. Texas. Texas and Clemson in the first round. And then Texas, the winner of that gets Arizona State in the Peach Bowl. I mean, this college football playoff injected into my veins.
What bowl is injected. Miami in?
Oh, they're in the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Prestigious Pop-Tart Bowl.
Oh, by the way, the Alamo Bowl, this is weird. Maybe somebody could answer this and tell me the answer tomorrow. I don't know. But the Alamo Bowl pits Colorado versus BYU. Two teams from the same conference. Huh? That's strange to me. Two teams from the same conference are playing in the Alamo Bowl.
Well, they're completely different.
But they're in the same conference.
No, I understand.
They're in the same conference. This is weird. That was weird. Anyway.
BYU was a fun
too
team.
Many bowl games.
No, no, I'm not saying that. I need to say BYU wasn't fun. I love BYU. I won a lot of money on them this year. But trust me, BYU's tough. But
I won a lot of money on them this year.
Seriously.
In fairness, the Buffs didn't play BYU during the regular season, yeah, so it's kind of new.
It's weird, but they're the same conference. You get what I'm saying?
Who are you rooting for, since your money is tied to BYU, but your love is tied to Shador, Dion?
I'm rooting for Shador. I'm rooting for Prime.
Talking to the number one Colorado Buffaloes fan on the West Coast.
I'm not. I'm not the number one. That'd be Easy Borges. I'm not number one. I'm not even number two, three, four, five, or six. But I do respect Deion and what he's done, because out of all the stuff, he gets ripped and ridiculed. He does a lot for those kids, and those kids swear by him, whether they're at Colorado or Jackson State. So shout out to Coach Prime. Shout out to Shador, the future Las Vegas Raider.
God, you said it, Bonte.
Come on.
God, it got me excited. Yes.
Over Cam Ward?
Yes. We were close.
Really? Come
on. Yeah. That being said, the tank is on. And I don't know if you guys watched the end of that Saints-Giants game.
We did. You and me.
No, I did not red zone.
I think it was unbelievable. Hey,
if they would have played Drew Locke a couple weeks earlier,
they would have won a few more games.
Yeah, and that's the exact reason why they stuck with Danny Dimes and Tommy DeVito. Because Drew Locke is infinitely better. And not saying Drew Locke is a world beater by any stretch, but he'll make plays. At the very least, he will make plays. He has a cannon. And they put themselves in position to tie that game late. On a 30-yarder, Graham Gano's kick gets blocked.
I know.
It's
crazy.
It's unbelievable.
That defensive lineman made one hell of an athletic play.
He jumped over, dude.
Dude, he jumped over him without touching him and blocks the field goal. So, yes, I was lucky enough. Oh, you guys weren't the only one. Just because I don't reply to the text. Don't mean I'm not
watching. By the way, future 49ers backup, Mac Jones.
A big
win for him.
Big win. Big win. A six-game slide for the Jacks.
Dude, and Tennessee, that's a tank job by Tennessee. They had a situation where they were like first and goal and didn't score. I looked back and was like, wait, they're stuck on 3 points?
Will Levis.
What the hell happened? Will Levis.
How about Derek Carr going out of bounds? Okay, all you have to do is slide inbounds. The clock keeps ticking. He goes out of bounds, jumps in the air, hurts his head and his hand simultaneously.
He's fractured, out for
the
year, right?
Yeah, fractured left hand. The Saints remaining schedule. They got the Commanders, the Packers, the Raiders, the Bucks. I'm actually sweating that December 29th game because I think the Raiders could beat the Saints with Jake Haener as their quarterback. Ugh.
Love him. It's your time again.
I like Jake Haener.
I like Willie Adames. It's amazing. One stroke of the pen, and all of a sudden, I'm believing in delusions of grandeur. Corbin Burns, why not? Guys, Roki Sasaki was posted today. Why not? Make him a Giant. We're in on all these guys now. Let's start believing again. Are we there yet?
I'm in on Burns.
Yeah, I like Burns,
I'm all
too.
In on Burns.
Do
all
you
in
believe?
Him and Logan?
That would be sweet. That said, though, my last final thought, though, is word on the street, Cam Ward, Damian Martinez, they want to suit up for the Pop-Tarts Bowl against Iowa State. Love to hear that. Let's play in bowl games again. I love that.
I like that, too. I like that, too. This is effective. College bowl games, college football playoffs, the NFL playoffs, the NBA's heating up, baseball hot stove season.
The Pop-Tart Bowl.
What a joke.
It's such a great
name. That went from the college football playoff to the Pop-Tart Bowl, man. Damn. At least with Florida State. At least with Florida State got sift. They went to the Orange Bowl, even though nobody played. They got beat by 60.
You win one game this year?
So don't worry about what we do. Who's your team?
Notre Dame.
Oh, please. Of course you're a Notre Dame
Number
man.
One.
Can't wait till y'all get
for
humbled
by Georgia.
For the
last 4 years, I've told you, I like Notre Dame.
Yeah, you never talk about
that. You're dismissing Indiana like that?
Yes, I am.
Wow.
I'm not.
Oh, you know what?
It's a rivalry game.
Fighting Damon Bruce's.
You know what? They might go into South Bend and win that game. Because I don't believe in a quarterback from Notre Dame. Who's it? Riley Green?
Yeah.
Oh, and the Hoosiers may win that game.
They're playing hard for their coach, you know, Kurt Cignetti. Is that his name? Win one for him?
I can't even believe you said that to question my integrity.
Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity at Home or on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Shiny Guru. They'll do better than us from 10 to 2.
I can't even believe you said that